Session 4 of Integrity Service is called Helping People to Build Long-Term Relationships. In this session, you'll talk about how you take what you've learned from people as you've applied the first 4 steps of GVAL High to now satisfy their wants or needs and cause them to feel good about their relationship with you. To do this, of course, you'll use the final 2 steps, help and invite.
So let's think about how you can develop your own personal productivity skills to serve your internal or external customers most effectively. Let's also think about how you can give service that exceeds your customers' expectations and bonds them to you. You'll focus on the last 2 steps of the customer satisfaction system this week. They are help customers, invite customers back. Let's think about the action guides for these steps. First, the help step. The action guides are 1. Satisfy their wants or needs. 2. Solve their problems. 3. Give them extra value. As you go about satisfying people's wants and needs, please remember that their needs aren't limited to the product or service that they get from you. Actually, people's needs go much deeper than that. For the most part, we all have emotional and social needs. Sometimes our needs are driven by relationship issues or economic constraints. And of course, needs often depend on and are controlled by our behavior style. Let's talk about that for a moment. Talkers have recognition, relationship, and social needs. Doers need to have their power and achievements acknowledged. Controllers have a need to be accurate and well-organized, and supporters have a need for stability and security.
As you think about the role you play in your organization and the way you interact with your colleagues from day to day, what other secondary needs might you be able to meet while you address the primary reason for which the customer contacted you? While you come up with an answer, I'd like to ask you to think about these words from author Alan Loy McGinnis. Some time ago, he wrote a book I really enjoyed titled Bringing Out the Best in People. When it comes to the service profession, I think his statement is one of my favorites. There is no more noble occupation in the world than to assist another human being. Wow! Does that cause you to see the help step in a different light? There is no more noble occupation in the world than to help another human being. Well, the final action guide for helping people is to give them extra value. Let's talk about that for a moment. Are you familiar with the word lagniapp? It's spelled L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E. The word lagniapp derives from New World Spanish la napa, meaning the gift, and ultimately from the Quechua word yape, or to give more. The word came into the rich Creole dialect mixture of New Orleans and there acquired the French spelling. It is still used in the Gulf states, especially southern Louisiana, to denote a little bonus that a friendly shopkeeper might add to a purchase. By extension, it may mean an extra unexpected gift or benefit. So, how can you give something extra in an everyday way as you do your job? Don't feel like you have to make it complicated. After a visit to my dentist's office, I sometimes get a call from the assistant who worked with me. Robin, I just wanted to make sure we took care of you yesterday and that you're not having any problems this morning. That simple phone call takes a few minutes out of their day, but it has created a loyal customer in me. I refer everyone I know to their office, with great confidence, by the way, that they too will have a great experience. And we're talking about the dentist. Now, let me add a caveat or two to this idea. The attitude with which the call is made is paramount. I have never felt like the phone calls were scripted obligations, nor are they executed in a way that would come across as another task on the day's to-do list. Secondly, it's not something I think about or expect. You see, a lagniapp is most effective when it is unexpected. That's why the action guide says extra.
The last step of the customer satisfaction system is to invite customers back. Now, this may give you the impression that you have to be a frontline person and have customers who walk in to see you. You may have this type of customer, but you don't have to in order to invite people back. It works with whoever you have contact with, external or internal customers. The purpose of this step is to help you end each contact in a positive manner that causes people to feel good about you and your continuing relationship. It's here that you want to make the best last impression. We talked a few weeks ago about the power of first impressions. Well, to bring this full circle, let's just say that the importance of the final piece can't be underestimated. In fact, a recent Harvard Business Review article put it this way: ultimately, only one thing matters in a service encounter: the customer's perception of what occurred. Most service providers believe that the beginning and end of an encounter, the so-called service bookends, are equally weighted in the eyes of the customer. They're dead wrong. The end is far more important because it's what remains in the customer's recollection. A couple of weeks ago, as you read Chapter 4 of Integrity Service, you were introduced to the term psychological reciprocity. Ron Willingham calls it a natural law of human action. Again, psychological reciprocity means that people usually give us back the same feelings and attitudes we give them. In more specific terms, when we give value to people, they're unconsciously moved to return that value to us. In this regard, one of the most common needs that everyone has is to be valued. We all want and need to be valued by others, for different reasons, of course. Talkers want to be valued personally. They want you to like them and be their friends. Doers want you to value them for their achievements. They want you to respect what they've accomplished. Controllers want you to value them for their efficiency, correctness, and good organizational skills. They value order, logic, and efficiency. Supporters want you to value the jobs they do. They want you to explain functions and respect the need for security and predictability. Well, the essence of this message is the need to give extra value to people, to give them more than they expect to get. It's only by giving extra value to people that you can sustain long-term successful relationships. Please listen to this message as many times as possible this week before session 4. You'll hear or remember something a little different each time. Apply the action guides. Diligently do the activities suggested in your assignment. As you do, you'll have some exciting results to share with your peers during your class session. And you'll make some positive contributions to your customers, your colleagues, and your organization.